I was diagnosed with a form of leukemia back in March of 2012. I was looking for any sort of device or anything that would help me quit smoking. I had tried medications. I tried smoking cessation patches, you name it. I had tried it. I actually had my oncologist made mention that there had been studies done on electronic cigarettes and that they would be worth looking into to get me off of actual cigarettes and to start something a little bit healthier. And at that point, I picked up electronic cigarettes, and since then, I've ran with it.
And how long were you a tobacco smoker?
17 years.
17 years. So leukemia made you quit, in other words.
Actually, I can honestly say that despite the leukemia diagnosis, I don't know when I would have quit had it not been for electronic cigarettes.
What's wrong with this bill? As the supporters will say, it doesn't ban e-cigarettes. You can smoke them in your home. You can smoke them in your car. You just can't go to a restaurant or some public place and use them.
I think that's the biggest issue is they're trying to compare these things to actual cigarettes and the adverse effects that cigarettes have. These do not have nearly, from documentation that I've read and research studies that I've read, nearly anywhere near the amount that cigarettes do as far as adverse effects. So they're not hurting anybody. And this bill will actually cause shops, vape shops within the Maryland area, to no longer be able to sell their product or have customers sample their product within the stores.
Do you fear that these are going to be taxed like tobacco cigarettes?
They already are. Yes, the big tobacco companies that sell things like the Blue e-cigarettes, Enjoys, etc., they are taxed as an
alternative. So they're not an e-cigarette isn't necessarily a cheaper alternative to...
Not necessarily, depending on the route you go. If you go through some of the local shops and you use some of those devices, it's exponentially cheaper than if you were to buy something from one of the larger companies.
I see. So it depends on where you get your e-cigarettes. And if there is one message you want to convey, you had 5 minutes with each member of the committee individually, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that more research needs to be done. Before anybody makes any rash decisions or jumps the fence, so to speak, to ban this issue. There is research being done here in Maryland by our flagship school. University of Maryland is currently researching this. Please let them finish their research before you make any finalized decision to ban this.
All right, Cheryl Zollerich.